Hi guys, my name is Michelle, and welcome to Yincoincast. I'm a freelancer, content creator, and cryptocurrency enthusiast. And I am here to spread awareness on Yincoin and how it can help content creators like me and donors as well. Our dreams and passions in life should not be distant. You can make your future happen. Hi guys! And we are back here with Melissa Profeta on her fifth episode at Yincoincast. Alright, so before we continue, let me tell you a bit about us and why we are talking right now. Well, I guess we should have done this earlier, but nonetheless, our founder Mario Stinger for years have been investing in cryptocurrency. As a wide traveler, he had gone from country to country and saw how people have struggled with employment and finances without having little to no information about cryptocurrency and how it could amazingly benefit them. With Bitcoin currently being a challenge to be mined, not to mention the negative environmental effects it causes by mining it, he created Yincoin. Yincoin is primarily geared to help out content creators and their donors. You don't mine to get the coin, you earn them by doing tasks, using skills you have, or receive it as a donation. But then, of course, he envisioned it to be shared as well to majority of the public soon. With that said, I have read in one of your conversations in the group chat that you are, or maybe were, into cryptocurrency, am I right?
Yeah, so let me give you a little backstory about my relationship with cryptocurrency. It started when Coins.ph was launched here in the Philippines. I think that was around 2012 or 15. I can't recall. But then We were one of the first users of Coins.ph, and that was really the start of my love when I was still in love with cryptocurrency, with Bitcoin specifically. Yeah. And then I got very involved in and active in mining, so specifically for, you know, faucets. Yeah. And then I started, together with my partner, started to trade cryptocurrency using Coins.ph platform. And then it evolved. We used Bittrex as the number one exchange that we're using, you know, to trade altcoins and bitcoins. So I am pretty much into cryptocurrency, but right now I am on HODL, HODL mode. Because Bitcoin hasn't revived yet. But I am still waiting for the revival of this coin.
Yeah, I agree. With the recent updates or in recent news right now, it actually kind of went down furthermore. But since you said that you are actually waiting for that right moment, what do you think of the current digital currency market as of now compared to before?
I think it's just, what do you call it? So it's like taking its time. Right now, I believe that most of the Bitcoin experts or the cryptocurrency experts out there are really into educating the mass market about its beauty, because not all people really understand what's the beauty of blockchain, or what's the beauty of Ethereum or Bitcoin. What is Bitcoin anyways? Stuff like that. So I think right now, it still has a huge potential, just like what others have mentioned before, but you know, right now it's like in a slingshot. So it's like it's gearing up for, it's preparing itself to be bigger again.
I think
it still has a really big future ahead.
Huge potential. Yep.
This podcast is sponsored by Yincoin. Yincoin gives donors coins for every dollar they give to YouTuber and content creators. Register an account at yincoin.com and receive $25 worth of coins. Helping, not mining. That is how you can make the difference in people's lives and earn more coins.
Now, do you think third world countries like the Philippines would greatly thrive if they would only embrace cryptocurrency or at least know about it?
Well, you know what? The crazy part is that there is an existing tribe here in the Philippines who are really into cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. And I've seen lives changed because of Bitcoin actually last year. And I believe someone became an instant millionaire last year. Really? Just because of the big boom before, oh, wow, before the big dip. Yeah. And for me, I think like almost all of the POS, even the small, the small food chains are accepting cryptocurrency, which is fascinating and awesome. And I think if that's something that is going to happen here in the Philippines, it would not just benefit the countrymen, but it's also really going to help our economics for sure.
Well, as a content creator, did it have any, I mean, the cryptocurrency itself, does it have any significance to you as a content creator or not really?
I think in terms of accepting payments, for example, you are a content creator who is monetizing your contents. You know, if you're a blogger and you're also an affiliate marketer, I think that would be, that's how cryptocurrency is going to play a pretty big role for content creators. So in terms of payment acceptance.
Well, I actually agree with you. I started as a writer here in Yuncoin. As I read news every day and write them, I started to realize how big cryptocurrency is in first world countries in Europe and in America. But a lot of people in the Philippines aren't even aware of the word Bitcoin, or some who have heard little would actually think of it. It's a scam. It's really unbelievable. But anyways, I wouldn't want to keep you that much. It has really been a pleasure to have you here. And with that, you are officially the first guest in Yuncoin. Yay! Now, Mel, maraming salamat. And I'll see you in the group chat. Thank you once again, guys, for joining me today. Watch out for our next episode. For more info about Yuncoin, please visit the website at www.yuncoin.com and register to receive coins right away. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Michelle, and you just listened to Yuncoincast, the official podcast of Yuncoin. Goodbye.